are you concerned about protecting that brand new pretty sled that you just got? Here's the solution. Use SledSyn24 for a 15% off discount code on some Backwoods bumpers, the industry leader in performance protection.
Cool. Well, SledSyn listeners, welcome back to the next episode. We're here at A-Days, so don't mind a little bit of the background noise. And as always, be sure to check out the links in the description. We've got a ton of sponsors on board and a ton of discounts, so be sure to take a look at that. And without further ado, we've got Kobe co-hosting with us again, and then returning for season three.
One of these days you're gonna get tired of us, man.
No, not at all. You boys have been on season one and then season two as well, so
that's my first time meeting you guys. Ain't no way I'm getting tired of questions.
Glad to have you boys back for season three. So we got the Cooler Freshies boys minus Hayden, right? So we got Jaden and Scott back here with us, sitting down and shooting the crap.
Yes, sir.
So
awesome to meet you guys. I'm a long time follower. Yeah. It's pretty cool what you guys have done with everything. You guys are shredders for sure.
Appreciate fun to watch.
It's impressive.
That is one thing that we definitely need to do is get on the snow with you guys.
We do. For being as close as we are to each other, I'm surprised that we haven't. But you know how it is with schedules and stuff.
Absolutely.
But we will. I think this winter we need to definitely make it a priority.
Well, that's, you know, Jeff is going through some logistics and changes within life and stuff, but so we're hopefully going to be able to ride a lot more this season, because we had like a lot of riding plans last season, and I went to Revelstoke with you and that was it.
That was sick though.
Yeah, it was, but Jeff didn't even go to, he had to back out on that one too. So it is our plan to be able to travel and ride a lot more this year, and would love to. We need to swap, come ride with you, and then you guys need to come down. Definitely. I've got an Airbnb to put you boys in, and no cost, and
that'd be sick.
Place for you to crash, hang out,
Nothing's
do another
free,
podcast.
Nothing's
free. Yeah,
yeah. So, how's that? We'll touch on summer. How's your boys' summer been?
I'll let Jane go first. Okay. Mine's been awesome, man. Yeah. I had a kid. He's 9 months old now.
Congrats for you,
thank
dude.
You. Yeah, it's That's been a lot
awesome.
Of fun.
Holy smokes.
Raising him and figuring that out.
Yeah.
He's starting to get a personality. And,
oh, there you go.
I own a pest control business. And
I was going to ask you about that.
I hired my first employee this year.
Sick.
So that's
been Congrats.
A game changer.
Oh, yeah? I bet.
I wish that I could have done it sooner, but at the same time, you got to go with the growing pains.
Yeah. Sure. So what's his – is he out doing the services, and then you're
So
scrounging up more business?
He's a technician for me.
Okay.
He's doing all the jobs, and I'm in the office doing all the scheduling, taking new calls, doing one-off jobs, that kind of stuff.
So heck yeah.
It's definitely slowed down. Yeah, it's scaling for sure. And also it's, like, nice because I'm at a point now where I can, like, work my butt off, but then also go home and spend some time with my child or my wife if I need to. So
yeah, you can control your schedule.
Yeah.
That's sick. What kind of, like, pest control do you do?
Everything, man.
Whatever it is they need,
if you got bugs in your house, I can pretty much do it.
How'd you learn how to do that?
So I used to work at a mine out of town. I hated leaving home. Somebody asked me to help them start the company, and I said yes with open arms. And I just took a bunch of tests, got my licenses. It's mostly just self-taught. I didn't have someone who was like, hey, this is how you do it. This is what you got to kill. This is a product you use, but it's just a lot of trial and error, callbacks. We offer free services if you call us back. So
sure.
Luckily, a lot of people, you know, rolled with the hits. And
what's your favorite kind of pest to eliminate?
Spiders, because they're easiest.
That's your favorite? Okay,
the money maker,
the worst?
Right there.
What's the worst?
Bed
what's
bugs.
The scariest?
Bed bugs.
Because they're the grossest, or what's the scariest?
Yeah, I mean, they're just hard to kill and easy to get on you and nasty.
You ever get down with any like snakes or anything like that?
No, we don't take care of snakes. I mean, we could
don't have a whole lot of snakes. In our
Just have garter snakes. They're not poisonous or anything. Yeah. They eat bugs, so a lot of people like them. So.
We got rattlesnakes, dude. You open the wrong door, you might wish you didn't.
Yeah,
but
that's crazy.
Yeah, man, the summer grind, just nonstop.
Heck yeah.
And then winter hits, and then got the different grind.
Yeah, go time, baby. Yeah.
And then the money's gone.
Yeah. Scott, what about your summer? What you been up to, other than healing your leg? We'll get into that, too.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, okay.
Been on my knee scooter.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's been slow.
Yeah.
I've just haven't been able to do a whole lot just because, I mean, getting around on crutches or knee scooter is just a challenge.
Yeah. But,
I started walking like 3 weeks ago, so things are picking back up for me and getting back in shape for sled season. Been doing a lot of upper body workouts.
Oh, yeah, summer. I bet.
That's it.
Yeah. Any real estate stuff?
Yeah, I've had a few things this summer. Yeah. It's kind of a challenge just because I can't really do a whole lot of showings
with
crutches you can't really walk a property line anything like that. But, I've been dabbling in that a bit as well.
So why don't you go into what caused the injury and exactly what the injury was?
Yeah, so this last year at Sled Fest, I don't think you guys were there. No.
That's in Cook
City, Montana.
Cook City.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Big event. It's super fun. It's actually my most favorite event of the year. It's just everybody's sleds are kind of falling apart and everybody's there to just have a good time.
Because it's towards the end of the season. It's March, second, April.
It's usually May. The second
May.
To last
okay.
ride that we do of the year.
Okay. Yep.
So, I went to that. We usually build a few pretty big size jumps. And, there's this one jump that is like the main hit, and it seems like it just progressively gets bigger every year.
Well, yeah,
which is fine, and I'm good with that.
Yeah.
But I just don't know why, but I keep crashing on it.
Okay. So I keep crashing on it.
What happened was it's like probably 150-ish foot.
You
jump.
Made it 150 feet.
Well,
at least.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, the
maybe further.
I feel like the hit itself was about 150, but
It probably is, actually, thinking about the other hits that we did that were 80, 90.
But, so I pulled up later today in the day. We were hitting a natural hit earlier in the day and just kind of getting warmed up. And went over there, and everybody that was hitting this big jump, they were like, yeah, you got to hit it wide open. Like, there's just to make the landing. And I was like, huh, okay. Well, maybe I should, like, adjust my clutching because it's at 10,000 feet.
Okay.
So I swapped out my adjustable weights.
Yeah.
And
heavier or lighter?
I went lighter.
You were lighter.
Yeah. And put a fresh belt on. Had 1,700 miles on my other belt, so I was like, I could, use a little extra.
Sure.
It's pulling like probably 8,600 RPM.
Yeah.
And there's like a little hump right before the jump, and you have to time it just right. Well, unfortunately, I timed it just right, and I was wide open all the way off the lip, and I just sailed. I went probably 30 feet or so past like the sweet spot, and I started to go sideways and had to bail off and broke my legs. So,
where did you end up with the break, and what kind of a break was it?
Yeah, so I broke my my fibula was like a clean break, and then I ended up with a plate and 7 screws on that. I chunked off my inner malleolus, which is like the ball on the inside of your ankle, and that was actually trying to poke through the skin. I didn't know it because I had my boot on, luckily.
Yeah.
And then I got 2 screws or 2 pins going in that, and then I tore the ligament that holds the 2 bones together, and there's a little piece called a tightrope in there to replace that ligament. So, yeah, I did a number on it.
Holy cow.
What was your immediate thoughts?
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
Go back to first thought.
Am I allowed to swear in this?
What was your first thought to, all right, I'm in the air. All right, I'm over. I'm going too far.
Yeah.
Then go from there. What's your thought process from? I've gone too far.
We counted. It was like 6 or so seconds in the air, which is a lot of time to think. And
I felt like 6 hours.
I got to the point where I was at the top, and I was like, I need to be down there right now. This is too high. And then I was starting to go sideways, and so I was thinking, like, can I just get this back? Because I think if I had stayed straight, it would have hurt, but I could have landed it.
And, I think so too.
And been okay.
Yeah.
But it went sideways. I'm glad I bailed. I mean, it was probably
you might have done some damage to your back if you'd have landed on the
exactly
sled like that.
Or,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it would have landed sideways
or some
thrown
neck,
me over, and then the sled would have I don't know what
happened,
but it wasn't a good time.
So then you hit the ground, and then immediate was I'm out.
Yeah, well, I hit the ground and I was like, you know, doesn't when you like you jam or hit your arm really like right on the bone, it just hurts. It's like that deep dull pain, you know.
Yeah.
And it usually goes away. You know, you like sit there and you're like, all right, it's going away. Well, this was that same pain. It just didn't go away. And so I sat there and I didn't cry, but I did yell for
no tears.
Yeah, I did yell for a little bit and then kind of gained my composure and we
said
got
some,
it all.
Said some nice words with Lord.
Yeah. And then, we got it splinted up. At that event, there's like 150 people on the mountain. So it's actually crazy because you watch the drone shot of it because there's videos, tons of different angles of it.
Yeah.
And it's just like a swarm of people that come over and everybody was super awesome. We got it all splinted up. We were pretty proud of that.
You got a video of it right there real quick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to see it right now?
Yeah, just pull it up while we're chatting here.
But,
were you there?
Yeah, I was there.
What was your initial reaction when you saw?
Oh, man. I mean, I got it all on video
at
from
first,
start to finish.
At first, were you like, huge? And then you were like, no.
The second that he was, like, over top of me, I'm like, man, he's, like, 10 feet higher than everyone else was.
You're
I'm
going, like, boy, he didn't.
Oh, boy.
He and then he started let off on this one.
Yeah, then he started going sideways. I'm like, he ain't pulling that one back. Saw him land, ran down there. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Are you fine if you send that with us? We'll clip it in the YouTube.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So the viewers and listeners can see it.
Four or five different angles of it.
Yeah, well, I bet.
I see the sideways action.
The gnarliest one is the drone shot. It gets the whole thing. It shows how far down he landed.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't feel very good.
I don't know if I've seen that angle, but we'll get it from him and put it in the video. Hey.
That's not good.
Don't be spilling my white t-shirts on the dirt.
For the viewers, if you guys do or do not watch that is not how you want to exit a snowmobile.
Oh, not at all.
And so that's the other thing about this jump. Okay, so... This year, I did that, and a crash broke my leg. The year before, I crashed on that same jump. So, I
so you
literally
didn't learn your lesson?
I did apparently not, and I went into it because what happens is there's a rock to the right of the landing, and you want to go left, but it's steeper, closer to the rock. So it's like if you can
it's more desirable.
Exactly, it's smoother landing. So,
but it's also more death defying.
Exactly. So last year or the year before this last May. I hit it as well, and I went straight towards the rock. So I bailed off of it. I don't know how, but just the grab bar on my rear bumper broke. Everything else was fine, so I kept riding.
Damn.
I got redemption on it the next day. But for some reason, I always go to the right. And I told myself, I was like, all right, stay left. Like, just don't have to go huge, just stay left.
Yeah.
And sure enough, you watch the drone footage, and I go... just to the right towards the rock again. I just went way past it.
Yeah.
So, I'm just done with that jump, I think.
Yeah. So, I was going to ask, like, this next season, obviously, you're still going to be nursing the leg a little bit. So, are you going to avoid jumps?
Oh, no. I'm getting back at it. Are you kidding me? That's my favorite part about snowmobiling.
Because I know you love jumping.
I won't. I'm going to be done with that jump, though.
Just that one in particular.
There's plenty of other big stuff that we build at that event and everywhere else. I just
even when you hit that jump perfect, it's not perfect.
No, it's never really.
Semi-sketchy.
Yeah.
Well, I think the problem is like the first year they built it, it was probably like 60, 70 feet or so. So it was pretty mellow and it wasn't super steep or anything or tall. And then every year that event kept happening, it just got bigger and bigger until, like, you literally stand next to the lip and it's, like, 12 feet tall. I mean, it's massive, which is sick, but, you know, at the same time,
is that intimidating at all?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I get butterflies everything every time I hit something.
Did you hit
just
it?
Lean into
no.
it, though.
Yeah. No. That's the jump that I look at. I'm like, yeah, I just don't need to do it.
I don't want to risk that.
Yeah. Jaden, though, he's really picked up the jumping this
year. I love
jumping.
Man. That's what I've seen.
We talked about that on the previous. Because you started, some of the first jumps you hit was over in
at
Washington.
At Baker, yeah. Oh, Baker. Well, yeah, Baker and then Cook City.
Yeah, that's kind of where
I gained a lot of confidence there.
Yeah.
If you want to learn how to jump, I recommend going to Cook City.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, Revelstoke's always a given, but
well,
not too many people go or can get up there.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a place in the States, Cook has got a ton of natural, mellow stuff you can work into. start throwing a little bit of sideways stuff.
Mm-hmm. Lots of natural hits, too.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to take a quick second to introduce another one of this year's sponsors. We have RSI. So the handlebar setup on your sled is arguably probably one of the most important components on your whole setup. So definitely check out their site. They've got a ton of different products. And use SledSin24 at checkout for a discount.
Not to spend a lot of time digging.
Looked like a good time this year with everybody.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean,
first day was first couple.
It was good. I honestly was more bummed about having to leave the event than the fact that my leg was
getting cut short.
Four different pieces.
Yeah, for sure. So kind of going into this next season a little bit. So tell us a little bit about what you've got cooking up with Coeur Freshies and Hayden and some video stuff. And
so
your winter kickoff.
Me, Scott, and Hayden, we host an event every year. It's called the Coeur Freshies Winter Kickoff. Past 2 years, it's just been more of a party. And this year, it's kind of going to be somewhat of a film premiere.
Yep.
I think it's going to end up being 20, 25 minutes.
About 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Nice.
And we're just going to go from there, see where it goes. Not a lot of people are doing films anymore.
Yep.
So we kind of wanted to step into those shoes and offer it again. We'll probably put the film on YouTube after we release it at the party. But it probably just won't be for sale.
Yeah, sure.
Just free. But yeah. But we might transition into that version eventually, having a hard disk and selling it.
Yeah, we'll just see. There's always challenges with like copyright stuff.
And sure.
You want to have a cool song, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
You don't want the generic.
For sure. So talk a little bit about your intentions and plans with, you know, knowing that you guys wanted to create that, right? So this last season you were filming. So was there just a lot of organic filming, or did you guys, the three of you, get together hey, this day we're gonna go and we're filming content on purpose, or how was that laid out for you guys?
This last season was more organic.
Okay.
It was just like,
it was tough though, because so Hayden, we didn't actually realize it, but Hayden, if he wanted to come for a day of riding and we wanted to drive an hour, hour and a half to go to a specific zone, it would be a 4 hour day of driving for him.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So, he's that far away from you?
He's an hour and a half.
He's not this year. He's 15 minutes from us. Yeah. He moved. But we didn't really realize that. So it was we tried to do back to back days, and he's driving 12 hours total.
Yeah.
The weekend.
That's
so
a
it's
bit
like
rough.
It's tough.
It was hard, but this year I think we'll be able to hit it hard and get pretty much get some kind of a content for every day we ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and after putting together the film for this year, we kind of realized we got to sit down and actually create a script essentially.
Yeah.
For what we're doing, we had ideas what we wanted to do and we tried capturing that, but it's now putting it together, it's okay, we're missing this and this. Let's actually come up with a game plan and figure it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do have, we'll show you later. We do have a couple of segments.
Yeah. You showed us one at Backwoods.
That's right.
Heck so. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing that. It's when's the event? October
21st. It's Saturday. The Saturday before the Halloween party start.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. The first year we did the party, we planned it. Was it the 29th?
Yeah, I think. The same weekend as Halloween parties.
Oh, yeah.
We still had a good turnout, but it was we didn't think about that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we might have to, I was talking to Jeff about it, might have to send Shay, and I don't know if you'll be around from California yet by that
time.
Might be. But if you are, I unfortunately can't make it to fly out the following day. So I wanted to be there. I thought I was going to fly out on Monday because I knew it was the 21st, but... Sounds like I'm flying out on Sunday now, so I'm not able to make it. But I was telling Jeff that, and he was like, well, we should just send the boys down just to go.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys want to do more podcasts, that'd be on you guys to decide, but you guys would have to lead it, obviously.
Always down,
which is not a problem. But you at least need to try to go.
We'll do it till
I'm a podcast villain, dude.
Start getting tired of us.
Yeah. Dude, always welcome.
Hey, quit getting views.
We could probably just make a whole season out of you boys.
Yeah.
So kind of with that and this upcoming season, let's talk about a little bit of, I don't know if you have some changes, Scott, but Jaden, do you want to talk a little bit about some big changes for the season for you?
I released my change on this podcast last year too.
Yeah.
But I'm selling the links. It wasn't quite
heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
is it?
It's heavy.
Heavy.
It's, yeah, okay. It's not quite.
You think it's heavy because it's the turbo heavy? Like
turbo,
you think they're chassis, naturally aspirated rails. To be better or no?
Everything about them.
Yeah.
They have their place, though.
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
It's an awesome sled. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's got a lot of power. Tree riding's my ticket. That's what I love. And, I mean, obviously, it'll do tree riding, but it's not. It's
super desirable.
Doesn't handle like a Polaris.
Yeah.
The Polaris, in my opinion, just does that style of riding the best so far from my experience.
Sure.
Were you, like, a little mad that you swapped off of Polaris?
I mean, I wasn't mad.
Like, oh, I tried
I can answer that for you. Yes.
I was mad in the moment when I was stuck.
So last year I rode an NA 850 Polaris Matrix, and there were quite a few times that Jaden was not thrilled that I made it up to the same spot that he did.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like that turbo helps so much, but it doesn't improve track speed. Like in a flat out race, Scott's sled would outrun my sled, no problem.
Okay.
Takeoff and everything.
Yeah.
It was just those deep days where that turbo made the difference, in my opinion.
Well, that and the problem with our elevation is they adjust with the elevation, so we're pretty low elevation.
Yeah, I mean, our max elevation is 6,500 feet.
Yeah.
But anyways, what I'm getting this year is I snow checked a 24 Polaris Boost 155 Chaos. I ordered that 325 track. I don't know if I'm going to keep it on.
He did too.
Nice. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to keep it on. I might swap out for something else, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
The 325? I mean, I think that's a lot of track, and I'm sure it would be super beneficial in deep snow, but we just don't have a lot of those days, so I'm thinking about putting a 2.6 something else on it.
Yeah.
But
I went with 2.75
on
mine, just because of that reason, like the amount of days that we're, oh my gosh, this is so deep, I need a snorkel, like we don't get that
super often. We get three of those a year, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was a little bit more concerned about the 50 mile an hour
freaking speed.
I mean, that's a recommendation. You can go faster than that.
Yeah, but then when I blow it up and I want to go get it, they're gonna read my analytics and be like, dude, your RPMs are on crack, dude.
Yeah, that's the same story for all of us, man.
Yeah, I know. Every time I go in, they read my RPMs. I'm like, who cares? We've been doing this for multiple years now. We know they're going to be up there.
Yep. Yeah. You can't ride a snowmobile efficiently without being there.
No.
So what about, like, some colorways?
What kind of color? I went all black. But
attaboy.
I'm going to wrap it.
Yeah.
Do blue and something else.
Yeah.
I don't know yet. In the works.
Yeah. There you go. He's big on the blue and like the lime squeeze. Yeah. And that's like his.
Love blue and yellow.
Yeah, nice. That's his jam.
It's good stuff.
Heck yeah.
I just like the blue. Blue in general, I think, is clean on the sleds.
Yeah, yep. Same.
Yeah.
Scotty's switching it up too.
Yeah, I was just going to ask what's.
Yeah, so I'll be on a 9R.
Okay.
This year, yeah. Hell so yeah. 55 Chaos.
Yep.
Yeah. Should be a good time. I'm excited about
Scotty,
it.
Scotty, no turbo?
No turbo.
Scott is 100% against turbo.
I'm not 100% against it. Yes, like, it's one of those things where I want something that's more well-rounded. Like, jumping is my thing. I love jumping.
Turbos aren't for jumping.
No, they just hit hard in the air. Mm-hmm. So if you got to recover, you know, whatever it may be, it's a lot more aggressive, and you can manage. I mean, there's guys that do it all the time. It's just, for me, I would rather not deal with that. I'd rather focus on trying to, like, throw a whip or, you know, whatever, rather than trying to focus on, oh, crap, I'm...
Nose heavy. Nose
yeah. So,
sure.
But I'll be on one of those this year. I'm really excited about it.
You spent some time on a 9R, I'd imagine.
Briefly last year.
What'd you think?
Oh, it's so snappy.
Right?
It's aggressively fast.
Pretty
too,
crazy.
Which I'm excited about, because there are times, like, with these guys and Hayden and stuff, they're both on turbos last year, so, like, even jumps, going into jumps where it's, like, you have to be to the bar the entire time.
Your momentum.
I was like, come on, like, a little bit more, and I just could not get enough speed. So, I'm excited about it.
A little bit of extra power.
Yeah.
Didn't Hayden went with a... Skidoo Turbo 146, the free ride, or
we've been hearing that he's like thinking of backing out of it and getting Polaris now. I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
He's all over the map, but yeah.
That's hearsay. I haven't heard him say that. Yeah. But
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Jaden, you rode a 9R?
Did I?
You rode David's?
No. I never rode David's.
I don't know who else is.
Oh, I rode
Thomas's.
I don't think
you rode one last year.
What? I don't think so. No. I hopped on so many different sleds.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think I've been on a 9R yet.
The funny part, so this is the best part about him buying a Lynx last year, was almost every single one of his like high school buddies went out and bought a Lynx.
Really?
And so now he's getting rid of it.
I snow checked the Lynx like I talked it up and I was so excited and I loved it the first ride I had it. And yeah, three of my buddies also bought the same sled.
Yeah.
And they all loved it. They don't do it as much riding as we do. But yeah, it's just personal preference.
Yeah, sure.
Your style of riding just dictates what kind of sled is best for you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Another one of my big deals is, too, is I was talking to someone about it yesterday, and I'm like, my biggest thing is I got a dealership that works with us tremendously, and he is like 12 minutes, 13 minutes away from my house. So broken stuff, anything, you know, after hours, boom, I got it. You know what I mean? It's like it's there. And that's the only dealership within an hour of me. So it's like kind of a no-brainer. It's like, why would I go break stuff and have to drive an hour to go get it to fix it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You guys need any waters or anything?
I'll take a water.
Hey, Jeff.
I probably should.
Yeah. Would you get two waters for the boys, please?
Thank you.
Of course. Absolutely.
Hydrate before tonight. Yeah. I like it. I like it.
Was there any other points you boys wanted to touch on, maybe I didn't ask about that you wanna
I was update? Curious about how your foundation ride went. Did you do it last year?
My foundation ride.
Yeah, don't you do like a heroes ride or inexperienced people? You take them.
Oh, yes. The clinics.
Yes.
Yeah, the retreats. Was that last year?
Did you not do it last year? I thought you did one every year.
Was that the season before?
Yeah, I think it was the season before.
Yeah, we didn't do any last year, so we just did the one. But we're in the works with doing some stuff through Albany Lodge.
Cool.
And just having guests fly in there.
Right on.
Possibly. So we still need to figure out the details with what that's going to look like.
Cool.
But, yeah, I mean, it's my intention to do that. You know, I want to take people that have never ridden and more, you know, business owners, entrepreneurs and stuff that have never experienced anything like that, that just want an adrenaline rush and are willing to pay for it.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of the goal and the intention behind that. But yeah, we didn't do any last year.
Nah, we traveled.
And so it's hard, like where I'm at, because the one that we did do, I had to rent the sleds, five sleds out of Boise.
Yeah.
So I had to drive 4 hours to go get it. Like, I don't have anybody next to me where I can just pull that many sleds. And so
we ain't putting no dog on no name or nothing like that, but
yeah
wasn't the nicest rentals. The nicest sleds.
Yeah, I mean, what do you
we
expect?
We end up riding one of my sleds one of the days.
Yeah, because we had an issue with one of them. But so it's just like logistically where I'm at, it's just hard to kind of pull that off.
Yeah.
And so with a system like what Albany has, you know, they've got all the gear, they've got all the stuff right there, food and hotels and all that stuff. So we're in the works on trying to figure out how to best go about pushing that.
Yeah.
So because that's something that's could be beneficial for Sledsend as a whole, right?
Well, props to you, man. That ain't easy to do, especially I mean just physically pulling skis and people who don't know how to ride.
That's what
we're figuring out for.
Can't go be in shape for.
It's tough.
Yeah
it's tough.
So but any other
points kind of on that topic, we have a lot of people that reach out that want to go ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's super hard to make that happen.
Facilitate,
And we want to. It's just we're busy through the season, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys get it.
Yeah.
So I think we might do 2 days of...
Yeah, we're thinking about doing two days.
Just open invite anybody that wants to come that's, you know, talk to us, whatever. We've talked to them, said, hey, yeah, come on over at some time. And every time they've tried, it doesn't work out because we got something going on.
Yep.
And we'll probably do like a beginner-ish level day and then more advanced day.
We're gonna try and set something up with the local snowmobile groups.
There you go.
Maybe the Panhandle Avalanche Center, in the Coeur d'Alene Snowmobile Club and just kind of set something up for beginners.
Yeah.
And then later in the season when the snow's really good, do a full-on let's put you through the ringer.
Yeah.
In our sweet spots. So.
Oh, yeah.
Figure
yeah.
something out.
Yeah, that's a good concept. I like that idea. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure you boys get hit up quite a bit.
A little bit, yeah.
You're pretty insta-famous on throwing your sleds around, so that gains a lot of attention for sure.
So, yeah, it's fun, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe where it's gone. That is for sure.
Right? Yeah, the evolution since when you started.
Right.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tyler with Sled Send. Wanted to take a second of your guys' time and ask for your guys' support for what we're doing with the brand of Sled Send. So if you guys are enjoying, you know, the podcast episodes with all the different guests, the tour videos and such, check out sledsend.com. We have a variety of different merch. Every order comes with air fresheners and stickers. And like I said, we appreciate your guys' support. We need it to continue to do this. And without further ado, let's get into the video.
Okay, so if there wasn't any other points, Kobe, did you want to ask them anything else?
Yeah.
I want to respect their time. Go ahead.
I was just curious how you guys, like, one thing that I find very struggling, I was just curious if you guys run across it too. So I've got a really big, like, backing. You know, I started snowmobiling with my dad, with my buddies, you know, and with a bunch of family members and stuff. And now, like you guys had said yesterday about pushing content, you know, how do you guys juggle, or if you do or don't, I don't know who you grew up snowmobiling with, but how do you juggle, like, riding with your family slash trying to get, trying to get content, enjoying the moment with, you know, friends, whoever, still trying to ride? Or do you have other people or family members that are in it, or is it mainly just kind of your guys' little group?
For me, snowmobiling used to be just go out, have fun, friends and family. And then I met this guy, Scott, and, you know, it turned into all about content. And at first I was like, man, this is kind of pointless and boring, slow. But eventually it transitioned into where, you know, Core Freshies grew. And I was like, holy cow, you know, there's a reason why we do this. And now when I go out snowmobiling, it's like, why wouldn't I do this? Like,
yeah,
that is my goal now, to go out and have fun, but also just to get content. It's definitely transitioned the way we ride, and it's almost more fun for me this way now, because it's like all the fun of snowmobiling and the satisfaction of growing ourselves and our company and that kind of stuff. So,
Scott, what do you think on that?
It's a struggle. It's a struggle sometimes. Like, on the family side, I mean, it's hard to balance the family trips and film trips or whatever it may be, you know, trying to connect with some other riders, or pretty loud in the background.
Yeah, kidding.
But
must be the drag.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a challenge, and, like, you know, you just do your best and try and still do some of those family trips. Like, with my parents both ride, and I try to get out with them, a few times a season and stuff. But yeah, like you're saying, it's different than it used to be. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a bummer sometimes, because it's like a good day on the snow is content. We got some banger content. We had fun, and nobody got hurt or broke anything. And if those three things align, it's the best day ever. Yeah. You know.
Yep.
But it's all good. It's still fun, and, you know, we enjoy it. It's a, but it's still like a job. It is work, but it's fun work.
We definitely live for it, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we wouldn't do anything else. I mean, it's the most fun, adrenaline rush that you can find.
100%. 100%.
Plus, you get to see the mountains and everything. I mean,
yeah.
Only other way you're seeing that is in a plane or a helicopter, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one thing that I struggle with is, you know, and like when we go sometimes, it seems like, or well, when I go, I ride with a lot of people. And that's like, there's a lot of people that want to always go, you know, or that are inviting to like sweet spots. And like, so I'm trying to juggle, like, okay, here's, you know, we got sleds in, da da da, but then it's hard to take, you know, our sleds in group with, you know, these other invites, you know, and just like go in there and then want to set up and do a bunch of filming. They're always like, hey, come on, let's go to the next spot. We ain't got time. There's meadows. It's all open, you know. So it's like, it's tough to tell them, like, hey, we can't go tear everything up. We need to look at this first and then get the shot, and then we can tear it up. And they're like,
well, so that's, yeah, no. So that's kind of like
that struggle with this guy.
So it's like, how do you, well, and like, it's one thing for us, you know, as a team, we struggle with it. But I'm like, man, it's I got a buddy, you know, that he rides over in this zone that's super good. And it's like, we got this invite. How do you go there, you know? And like, hey, don't tear up your feature real quick, because that's I've never seen one like it. Yeah, this would be a sweet video.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how do you guys get over that? Do you guys have altercations like that?
That was a super tough transition for me. Am I the only one?
Sure, I bet.
Once you ride with me, you'll see, like, I don't like to stop.
Yeah.
Like, I feel really bad for my belts, my clutch. But, Scott, he had to be like, whoa, just chill out. We can have fun.
Get into the zone. Yes, it looks like the most inviting zone ever, but we got to, like, sit down, pull the camera out. Like you can go tear it up. Just give me 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Let's get a couple of shots and then tear it up.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's all good. It's a challenge, but we get through it.
Yeah. I struggle with that one. And then my biggest one I struggle with is honestly, like, my dad, because, like, he helps, you know, like, any way that he can. He's, like, the president of our snowmobile club. He promotes Sledson. Probably his group is the biggest band of our merch buyers, you know, like, every year they're God damn, I'm losing my sound, dude.
Well, you don't need it.
Every year they buy, like, the most merch and da-da-da-da-da-da. And so then when he's like, hey, how about you and the Sledson crew come? And I'm like, you guys have 25 people.
More than that, like,
it takes us, you know, an hour just to get up the trail. And then when we do get to the trail, we all sit in a meadow, and then you guys are always wondering where we're at because we're off trying to get content, you know.
Yeah.
And it's,
you just got to stay away from that.
It's tough because they think that we're, like, doing it in a dick way. Like, oh, you guys don't want to ride with us? Why don't get videos of us? We're not cool. And I'm like, you guys,
you don't understand. And those rides, you got to treat
different. Yeah.
Some of those rides, you just got to put away the camera and just understand that you're not getting content. You're going to have fun with your family.
Yeah.
You just got to be selective on
true.
But it's, you know, and you guys understand too, it ain't easy to run a business within the sledding industry, right? And so it becomes this line between, like, all right, let's go out and have fun versus, all right, let's go out and push the brand and do what we're doing. We'll figure it out as we go. So we have two requests for you. If you guys can come up with your questions.
Doing the questions.
Yeah, that's coming. But if you want to thank the second thing, you probably might have noticed on the table here. This was one of the banners that we had in the office studio. And when Smasher came up, I was just like, dude, you should sign this. And so he did. And then we started having everybody else sign it afterwards. So if you boys would do us the honors of signing and tagging Cooler Freshies or however you want to do it. But there's two Sharpies right there. You can anywhere you want. We can move this for more room or whatever. But would be an honor to have you boys sign that while you're thinking of a question, unless you already have them right now.
I don't have
one. One sign, one question, fight for the signatures.
Anywhere you want.
Oh, yeah. Someone took the step sled shirt.
Yeah, they bought it.
It's gone forever.
Yeah, they bought it.
I told you it would. Should have had a whole stack of them.
Cool. Thank you, boys. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Thanks for having us on again.
Oh, yeah. Always welcome, dude.
We'll see you later.
Yeah.
I know. Question.
I'm struggling here. Should have thought about it before we started.
You should have known the drill.
I know. We're asking a question to the viewers, right?
Yeah. Anything.
Okay, I got one.
Go ahead, Scott.
What event or thing before, let's just say, before the snow flies, what's your favorite thing to do? What is the most, like, is it Hay Days? Is it your local snowmobile show? Just getting your new sled, going to the dealer, picking up your new sled. What is that?
Yep. Yeah, good question. Listeners, viewers, let us know in the comments below.
My question is, do you think that Polaris should release a 146 short track boost?
That's a good
question. We all know the answer. Yeah.
Everyone's going to say yes.
Comment your answers below. Hey, that's
why?
All good.
But why?
Well, cool. We will wrap this episode up. As always, boys, thank you for coming on again. Appreciate you guys taking the time.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Heck yeah. Sledson listeners, we will catch you guys on the next one. Thanks for tuning in.